All it takes, apparently, is a tweet. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 18th day of June. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. Facebook money. Hey, it's just what you need. You know that digital disaster over at Target this past weekend? Well, now it has a price tag. MasterCard says, hey, pick your name, whatever you want. Tired of tipping the pizza delivery person? We've got an answer for that. What, another foldable phone in the forecast? Some app news from Apple, housing starts, new stats out today, and we've got some union news from the world of media. Could I have a side of plastic with that burger? Also today, a small business spotlight on a tractor recycling business in the United Kingdom. Our guest is Nick Young. Interesting conversation with an international flair. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally? Yeah, you can find me on Twitter as well, at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, all it took was an early morning tweet from President Trump saying he will have an extended meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, and the Dow, well, the Dow rocketed up by over 300 points. Clearly, investors are hoping that some trade deal will happen, because if not, retail to manufacturing is hitting a wall. Hope for a U.S.-China trade deal diminished last month after both countries raised tariffs on billions of dollars worth of their goods. Trump also floated the possibility of imposing tariffs on even more Chinese imports. On the news today, Boeing, Caterpillar, and Deere stocks rose. Meanwhile, the Fed will be talking this week, and investors will be anxious to see if they're going to slice rates. But don't bet on it. Facebook is leaping into the world of cryptocurrency with its own digital money, designed to let people save, send, or spend money as easily as firing off text messages. Libra, described as a new global currency, was unveiled today. It's a play to integrate payments into the world's biggest social network. In other words, mainstream crypto cash. Facebook and some two dozen partners released a prototype of Libra as an open source code to be used by developers interested in weaving it into apps, services, or businesses ahead of a rollout as global digital money next year. The head of policy and communication for Libra said the initiative has the potential to allow more than a billion unbanked people around the world have access to online commerce and financial services. That is big. On Saturday, Target experienced an outage on their cash registers that lasted for 2 hours. That outage now has a price tag. An analysis from Kantar Consulting estimates that Target could have lost $50 million in sales. Target said an internal technology issue caused the outage, which prevented registers at its 1,850 U.S. stores from completing purchases. And of course, that led to long lines, frustrated consumers, and many abandoned shopping carts. Unfortunately for Target, the outage happened on a Saturday, which for many retailers is one of the busiest shopping days of the week. In fact, Kantar estimates that about one-third of Target's $1.5 billion weekly sales comes on Saturday. In an effort to prevent discrimination at checkout, MasterCard today said they'll allow transgender people to use the name they are most comfortable with. That means the name on the credit card owned by a transgender person could be different than that found on their birth certificate or on their driver's license. Now it's up to the banks that issue the cards to actually implement the change, and MasterCard has called on those banks to do so. So might we be saying goodbye to the pizza delivery person? Could be. Domino's plans to test pizza delivery using fully autonomous vehicles in Houston later this year. The world's biggest pizza company is teaming up with Nuro. That's a Silicon Valley startup that makes unmanned delivery vehicles. Nuro is also partners with Kroger. It's been delivering groceries autonomously in Arizona and Houston since late last year. Domino's says the test will begin in September or October at one location in Houston. It will eventually include more stores, of course. Customers can place an order online, track the vehicle's location, and then retrieve their pizza from the vehicle using a special code. Michigan-based Domino's first began testing autonomous delivery 2 years ago in a partnership with Ford, but in that case, a safety driver was at the wheel. Rival Pizza Hut is also testing driverless delivery with Toyota. As we reported last week, Huawei, who is now on a U.S. blacklist, pushed back the launch of its Mate 10 foldable phone from this month to September. The company said it wants to spend more time putting the device through rigorous testing, one more complication that comes at a time when Huawei is trying to figure out a way forward since the U.S. ban will eventually cut it off from doing business with Google. Nevertheless, even though Huawei has delayed the Mate 10, it actually appears to still have more foldable handsets in the pipeline. The company was granted a patent on May 31st by the World Intellectual Property Office for a handset design that shows a double folding screen, allowing the phone to work both as a phone, tablet, and a display that can be propped up on a desk. Stay tuned. Foldable phones seem to be a thing. Staying with technology for just a moment, Apple has issued a warning in iOS 13 Beta 2 that appears when you try to uninstall an app which still has an active subscription. The message reads, "Hey, do you still want to keep the subscription for this app?" before it gives you a link to manage your Apple ID subscriptions. Now, the move from Apple makes sense after its App Store was hit by a plague of free apps that used a variety of shady tactics to extract money from unwitting users. Often those tactics revolve around aggressively coercing users into signing up for expensive subscriptions with unclear terms in the hope that people will either, well, they won't notice it or they'll forget to unsubscribe. If a user is uninstalling an app, then there's a good chance they're no longer interested in the subscription. Giving people a link to manage their subscriptions is a convenient way of reminding them to cancel. The feature is the latest in a series of attempts made by Apple to make app payment terms clearer to its users. See what you learn here? U.S. home building fell unexpectedly in May, but data for the prior 2 months was revised higher and building permits increased. All that suggests the housing market was drawing some support from a sharp decline in mortgage rates. Data for April was revised up to show home building rising, and housing starts in March were also stronger than initially estimated. While declining mortgage rates have helped the industry, it's still plagued by land and labor shortages, which are making it difficult for builders to fully take advantage of lower borrowing costs. As a result, the national housing market continues to struggle with tight inventory, leading to sluggish sales growth. BuzzFeed News journalists have walked off the job in a push to have their union recognized by the company. Employees in New York, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles say they staged the walkout after months of delay. While traditional journalists have a history of unionizing, the BuzzFeed action adds to a growing trend of internet journalists looking to do the same. Earlier this month, more than 300 Vox Media employees staged a walkout over contract negotiations. Managers at BuzzFeed, which employs more than 200 journalists in the U.S., have been fighting with union representation for months now about how many employees can join the bargaining unit. The union, which is represented by the News Guild of New York, says management keeps trying to exclude workers they claim are managers or supervisors, even though no employees report to them. The BuzzFeed walkout comes during a wave of union drives in the media industry. While newspaper journalists have long had a tradition of doing unions, digital news startups built a culture that relied on young, flexible, temporary workforces. The thought that millennials would unionize newsrooms was once considered outlandish, especially as overall union membership has declined in U.S. workplaces. But today, times may be a-changing. How about a side of plastic with your next restaurant order? Researchers estimate that 60% of all plastic ever created has been left to collect in landfills and other natural surroundings, with only 9% of plastic being recycled. As scientists explore plastic alternatives, concerns continue to grow. Researchers are finding microplastics in some of the Earth's most secluded locations. Meanwhile, U.S. plastic pollution is expected to rise through 2028. Also of note, a recent study found that, on average, humans eat a credit card worth of plastic each week. Why not take some reusable bags to the market, okay? The Iowa Center for Public Affairs Journalism, or Iowa Watch, has hired Suzanne Benke to be its new executive director. Benke, who starts in August, succeeds Lyle Mueller, who will retire in September after leading Iowa Watch since 2012. Benke heads to Iowa Watch from the Des Moines Business Record, where she's been an editor and contributor since May of 2017. She's also a journalism and communications instructor at Simpson College in Indianola, Iowa. Coming up, the Business News Hour is going international with a conversation about tractors, tractor parts, agriculture, and more with Nick Young of Great Britain. Click ahead. It's a pretty cool story.